A circuit court in Accra has adjourned to January 21 the high-profile narcotic case involving six suspects in connection with convict Naile Amete's cocaine saga. The adjournment is at the instance of the state, as investigations into the case have not been concluded. Chief State Attorney Penelope Ann Mamata said the impression being created in the public that the case is on trial is misleading. She observed that the practice normally requires a police prosecutor prosecuting, adding that the Attorney General's office is prosecuting because of the high-profile nature of the case. Ms. Mamata said a decision has not yet been taken as to whether the case will go on trial or not, noting that the case is still under investigation. The defense team prayed the court to urge the prosecution to speed up the investigations. They submitted that if suspects have been charged, it presupposes that some level of investigations have been conducted, which should be enough for the state to commence trial. They countered the argument that the primary culprit in the whole 12 kilograms of cocaine saga, Naile, has been sentenced to 8 years imprisonment, while there is no indication of commencing trial in the current case now. They prayed for a four-week adjournment, by which time the prosecution should have conducted extensive investigation, but were denied by the court. Presiding Judge Francis Obri intimated that conviction and sentence of the Ghanaian courier Naile does not in any way imply that trial of the suspects before his court should have started. Abiel Ashite Ama, a Foreign Service officer, Abubakar Mohammed, Filfilos Kisi and Alhaji Mohammed Daoud are facing a count each for abetment, while the two females described as friends of Naile are charged with conspiracy to export narcotics. All six suspects have pleaded not guilty to the charges and now on a 100,000 cedi bail each, with three sureties with a justification.
Meanwhile, a lawyer for the suspects, Frank Davis, spoke to journalists after proceedings.
Well, same refrain. Prosecution are still investigating this matter. Same refrain. We didn't expect anything other than what they said, because there's nothing to investigate. They keep on telling us they're investigating. So it's been adjourned to the 21st. See what they're going to say again. Whatever it is that should be done, I would have thought should have been done by now. These people were arrested some time back. And the person in the center of the storm herself has been convicted. It's been quite some interesting revelations. What other investigation would they want to conduct here in Ghana? I don't know. Maybe they have something up their sleeves. But so far as I'm concerned, if they think that they don't have any case against the accused persons, I mean, they should just be honorable enough and tell the courts. This business of we are still investigating. Like I said, it puts some kind of indecent pressure on the accused persons. You come to court, something is hanging around your neck, you don't know when it will be taken away. We don't expect that we will be coming in and out of court, pandering to the whims of the prosecution about investigation have been completed. Immediately you charge someone with offense. The implication is that you have investigated the matter enough for you to be able to charge them. So it is not after you've come to court that you will look for facts and evidence to support your case. Otherwise, you will not charge them, because charges are pivoted on facts. So if you don't have facts, you don't charge someone.